Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast, the website thisweekinamerica.us. Whether it's holiday time, summertime, or any time of the year, well, for many people, depression can set in and overwhelming stress can take over. So what we eat really is significant if we want to avoid them. Joining me once again, our special guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., as we'll be discussing what lifestyle choices and foods contribute to depression, also what foods, herbs, spices, and simple daily practices will help alleviate depression. Susan will share her wealth of information on the foods and lifestyle to fight depression. Her tips also help with weight loss, immunity, and skin and heart health. And Dr. Susan is back with us on This Week in America. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Rick. Great to be back with you again. And this is such an important topic because I don't know if you know this, but 1 in 10 Americans are on antidepressants.
Well, that really is frightening. And we talked about last time, this is part two of saying goodbye to depression, surefire tips to create more joy and vitality and less stress and depression. But I was reading actually on your website that the vast majority of cases in a doctor's office are stress or stress-related.
You know, that's so right. And what I'll briefly summarize, if someone's listening now that didn't hear us last time, but there's been some recent research done at the University of Michigan, and they found that 90% of episodes of depression are attributable to stressful life events. And one of the contributing factors is elevated cortisol levels. Remember that cortisol is a hormone that's a stress hormone. And individuals suffering from depression often exhibit those higher than normal levels of cortisol, along with lower than normal levels of brain chemicals that signal pleasure in the brain, like dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin that we'll talk a little bit more about later when we talk about exercise. So whatever you can do to reduce stress in your life and, in essence, to lower the cortisol level will help you with depression. And last time we talked about specific foods to eat to help with depression, the importance of getting sleep and drinking water and meditation. We covered wonderful herbs like kava kava, St. John's wort, you know, chamomile tea, passion flower, lemon balm tea is wonderful for depression. We talked about some different nutrients that help, like calcium and magnesium. They're typically thought of as minerals primarily for bone health, but they both play a significant role in buffering the body from the effects of stress and depression.
And
so all of that we covered last time.
Yeah, and you can get all of this at the website. Where will they find this on the website? And it's really simple. It's SusanSmithJones.com.
Once they go there,
yeah, they can look for what articles, and I believe it's listed. A lot of the important information we talk about, they'll find on your website.
Yeah, just go to articles in the navigation bar, and the 7th article down is depression and how to really quell it in the most natural way possible. I'll give you lots more suggestions today, and I'll start with foods that you want to cut out of your diet. And then we'll talk a little bit about raw food and exercise and why you want to avoid stimulants like caffeine and alcohol. But we'll get all that covered.
Well, okay, let's start by talking about foods we should cut out. And this is always depressing in itself for some people, like, oh, no, I really need that in my diet. Talk about those we really should avoid because they're really not doing us any favors, obviously.
Well, these really do destroy your mental well-being and cause depression, and there are a few categories. First are sugars and sweets. Research is beginning to understand the clear link between sugar's ability to raise levels of inflammation throughout the brain and cause depression. So that's why you want to cut out sugar and sweets in your diet. In a recent study that was published in JAMA, discovered that brain inflammation was 30% higher in clinically depressed patients. So, you know, eschew, reduce, cut out, whatever you can do with sugars and sweets. And
you know, that's interesting because I think most people have no idea how much sugar they consume in a day. For example, they'll drink a beverage, a soft drink. and thinking, okay, this really can't be that bad. And how many, like, tablespoons full of sugar are in a soft drink? Like, a bunch.
Like it could be 10 to 12.
When you think about that, it's like you sort of visualize that lump of sugar there, and it's like, wait a minute, I just literally drank that. Should we really read labels and look specifically at sugar? Because, in fact, maybe my theory is wrong. I'm thinking we're consuming more sugar than we really understand during the course of a day.
We certainly do, and it's really best to not drink soda pops and, you know, those caffeinated beverages anymore.
Yes.
Even the diet ones have so much chemicals in it, it's terrible for your body. And they've even done studies showing how it affects your mood. And when you drink those diet sodas, not only does it cause your body to be more acidic, and next time I'm with you, we're going to talk about metabolic acidosis, but that leads to depression, and it affects your mood so much that they find that some people can be suicidal if they overdo those diet drinks. So cut them out. You know, and this rides tandem with the next category, refined carbohydrates, like white rice, you know, pastas, donuts, things made with white flour and white sugar, because another study at Columbia University found out that those simple carbs that you eat can spark depression, and they did a study. They looked at 70,000 women and showed that the women whose blood sugar jumped after consuming sugar and refined grains had a much greater risk for developing depression. But on a positive note, they found that those women who ate more whole grains, like brown rice, not white rice, quinoa is good, millet's a good whole grain, and ate healthy produce, reduced their risk of depression.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. The website is very simple, susansmithjones.com. A lot of great information, a wealth of information at the website. And actually, if you look on there now, there's a free full-color cookbook there. Talk about that, because this really is exciting. And these are foods that you should be eating.
Well, these are anti-depressing foods, you know, anti-depression foods, and if you want to look younger, have more energy, lose weight, sleep better, I'm giving away a free cookbook. It's right on the homepage at my website. You'll see it. It's Conscious Cuisine. It's an ebook. It's full color, and every recipe has a positive affirmation that goes with it, and then you get information from me on the benefits of the foods that are in the recipes. There's a professional chef that wrote, you know, did all the recipes, but then I was brought in to collaborate, to do affirmations, and to talk about why all these superfoods are good for you. So you not only get great recipes to use throughout the year, but you learn, you get educated. You learn why they're great for you. So you just click on that. And it's easy. You'll get the book Conscious Cuisine.
Great recipes and great color pictures there as well. That will lift your mood just looking at the pictures.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of color really affects mood. If you're always wearing dark colors, dark brown, black, and gray, studies have shown that it can pull your mood down. Whereas if you even look at a color like yellow is a happy color. It picks your mood up. It's not just psychologically, oh, that's a pretty color and I feel better. It does change. It affects changes in your body. I remember, last year it was, and I worked with this famous celebrity here in Brentwood. You would know who she is. And she couldn't sleep at all, and she did everything I taught her to do with exercise and changed her diet to more alkaline and everything, and she didn't work out before she went to bed, and she didn't eat too close to bedtime, and she still wasn't sleeping well. So I asked her to bring me to her bedroom, let's see what's going on, and I walked in, Rick, and it was a bright red color on all of the walls, and that's a stimulating color. That's not a color you want to calm you and soothe you. And the moment we repainted, she had some people repaint her room, and it was a beautiful soft pale blue with some green accents, which is soothing and healing, she began to sleep better. So colors do affect you.
It's interesting. No medication needed, just a little visit to Sherwin-Williams, and you've got the sleeping problem taken care of, and a whole lot cheaper than being hooked on sleeping pills for the rest of your life. Time going by way too quickly, as it always does, and I wanted, you mentioned exercise. Let's talk about that. The role of exercise.
You've heard that saying, that adage, that a sound mind in a sound body, that Latin motto. But researchers now know that there's so much more to that adage than might first appear, because our sense of happiness and well-being usually depends on how much exercise we get. And when my patients come to see me for depression, the first thing I always ask them is, what kind of exercise are you getting? And there was a team of doctors in England headed by Malcolm Carruthers, and they did a great study with 200 people, and he discovered that most people could ban the blues with a single vigorous 10-minute exercise session three times a week. And he came to this conclusion after spending 4 years on this study with 200 people, and he discovered that something I talked about earlier, norepinephrine, a hormone in the body, is a depression-destroying hormone, and he calls it the chemical key to happiness. 10 minutes of exercise doubles the level of norepinephrine in the body. And then there are other chemicals like endorphins and enkephalin that when you do 1 hour of vigorous exercise, those can be raised up 145%. And that good feeling, you know, you've heard the runner's high,
yes,
can stay with you all day. So the first thing I tell people, as I mentioned, that come to see me for depression, is you must exercise. If you're not exercising now, you must find a way to do that. Because as I mentioned with you last time, a healthy body is a healthy mind. And the body reflects the mind reflects the spirit. So when you exercise, you're more positive, like we just discussed. When you get good sleep, you feel more optimistic. But when you get depressed, your food choices often reflect your poorly lit thoughts. And one more thing about food. There was a study done on artificial sweeteners. Many people have the wrong impression that you can give up sugar and then you'll have all these sugar substitutes like aspartame. But you don't want to do that. A study at the University of Northwestern Ohio had to literally stop a study of artificial sweeteners because participants developed suicidal thoughts, like I was talking to you about with those diet sodas.
That's amazing. And all this information, by the way, available at Dr. Susan's website, which is SusanSmithJones.com. By going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Dr. Susan's website. In the book I was looking at, in so many books, you've got the new books, the e-books. You'll find information on all of the books available at Dr. Susan's website. I think we're at, 27 books now and counting? Have I missed one, or are we at 27?
I know. I've got to get a life.
Well, it's been a month since we talked, so you could be at 32 for all I know. I thought I would double-check that figure.
I'm taking a break from writing books. I'm doing more articles right now.
Okay. Well, you'll find all that information.
Sometimes you need a break.
And the articles as well at the website. The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyles, the book that I'm talking about. And you got to tie in there with constipation and depression. Talk about that link.
Yeah, a pleasant discussion
yes.
here. But it's hard to be happy if you're all clogged up. You know, there's such a tie-in between the foods that you eat, and if your diet is low in fiber, high in dairy and wheat and refined sugars and excessive red meat, if you don't eat enough fluids, if you don't do enough exercise, if you're on prescription medications, these all cause constipation. And when you're constipated, and we've talked about this before on previous shows, what happens is the toxins build up in your body. And then they're recirculated through your body if you have any kind of fecal impaction. It's important to do whatever you can to not be constipated, because that is a big cause of depression in your body and making your body more acidic. As you and I've talked about over the years, that if your diet is too acidic, if you're eating too many animal products and not enough fruits and vegetables, if you're not drinking good alkaline water, you develop a condition called, and we'll talk about this in detail next time I'm with you, called metabolic acidosis, meaning your body has too much acid in it and not enough alkaline. And even negative thoughts and depression can cause your body to become more acidic. And I'll tell you now, because you get a sneak preview of what we're going to discuss next time. Go to my navigation bar, and the first entry is called Whole Body Cleanse and Rejuvenation Detox Cocktail. We will talk about that. But you want to keep your body detoxified, because when it gets backed up and when you get constipated, it can be a major contributing factor to depression.
You know, it's interesting. Everything is connected, isn't it? If we decide, okay, we're going to cut back on our sleep because if I sleep like an hour less every day, I'm going to be more productive. That really destroys that whole natural rhythm, doesn't it?
It certainly does. You know, like I just said a while ago, the body reflects the mind,
yes,
or the mind reflects the spirit. It's all connected. And you don't need to be a rocket scientist to understand this, because chronic constipation, I bet none of your other guests ever talk about this, but
we did a whole six-part series on constipation a couple of years ago, so this is...
All right, and everyone got back in the flow again.
That's right.
But it causes all sorts of health complications, from hemorrhoids to fecal impaction, and you can experience headaches and back pain. Those often accompany constipation, and while none of this is pleasant, from the standpoint of detox, constipation is one of the largest barriers to efficient elimination of all those accumulated toxins. Because if that stool sits inside the colon for too long without being eliminated, the toxins contained are then circulated back into the bloodstream. And that causes depression. And, you know, like I've said to you before, Rick, you want to make sure that you have one good bowel movement a day. And if you're lucky and if you're really healthy, you'll probably have one or two more bonus rounds.
We can't top that. Why don't we just end it right there? Leave that for the boys and girls at home to contemplate that. They can discuss it when they get with their friends and family later on during the course of the day.
How many bonus rounds?
Lovely parting gifts. I mean, it's all wonderful. It's all, by the way, at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. Our guest on the program is Dr. Susan Smith Jones. We're talking about saying goodbye to depression, surefire tips to create more joy and vitality and less stress and depression. By the way, all of our shows with Dr. Susan are available. I know many of those available at her website. Also available by going to thisweekinamerica.us, clicking on the YouTube icon, clicking on iTunes, and you'll be able to listen to the programs. So we know what's coming up next month. We're looking forward to that. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us on the program. Have a great month, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you. See you next time.
You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.